Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Morning Subos Daf Pei Aleph. We begin at the very bottom of Pei Omud Beis. We went through the Mishnah yesterday, and we're at the Gemara five lines up from the bottom. And the Gemara starts off and says, "Ibailu." They ask in the Beis Medrash the following shiloh: "Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Mikovra." We had in yesterday's Mishnah, which now we'll review and get us back into the swing of things, that we have machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to what is the halachic status of a Shomeris Yavam who Nebuch passes away, who inherits her. So we had brought down that there were, according to Beis Hillel, as Rashi brings out in Dibur Maskul Mikovra, Mishum Diyesh Lo Shnei Yarshin, Kamei Bayi Lod. This question is being asked based upon Beis Hillel saying that in some situations, part of her ksuba is inherited by the Yavam, her husband's heirs, and part of the ksuba is inherited by her heirs, meaning her father and her father's descendants. So since she has two, so to say, Yarshim, so the question is, who is required to bury her? That's the Gemara's question. Now, Yibayelu, Shomeris Yavam Shemesa, Mikovra, who has the obligation to go bury Nebuch, this woman whose husband passed away, she fell in Yibam to her husband's brother, and now she dies. Who is obligated to bury her? Do we say, Yarshay HaBaal, Kavri La, do we say that the Yavam, the inheritors of her husband's brother, in other words, the one who she falls Yibam to, Yarshay HaBaal, Kavri La, why? Because the Koryarsay Ksuba, because they inherit the Ksuba, meaning that they're the ones that benefit from her death, and that they don't have to pay the mona or mosayim base kisuba, and according to many, they don't have to pay the tzom barzel as well. They inherit that when she dies, and therefore, quid pro quo, they have to go bury her. Or do we say, no, odilma, the yarshia av karila, her father who inherits her directly, the father inherits her in terms of the nichse malug, the nechasim that are called hanichnasim, the yotsinima, so the father inherits that, so therefore, odilma, yarshia av karila, therefore the father, or the father's inheritors would inherit her in terms of the nirsei malug, the koryarsi, nechosim, and nechnasim, yosimima, and therefore they're obligated to go and bury her. That's the Gemara's question. Who is the obligation to bury her, Nebuch, if her husband dies and then she dies and she fell yibam while she was alive? Who buries her? Does the oven bury her or does her father bury her? So I'm a Ravamah. Ravamah says, Toshma, this is a brisa. We learned in the following brisa, the Tanya. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Nebuch, if a woman who was waiting to undergo Yibam, she was a Shomeris Yavam, she Nebuch dies, and we turn to pay Aleph Omud Aleph, Yorsheha, Yorshe Ksubasa, Chayavim Kurasa. Those that inherit her Ksuba are the ones that are obligated to go and bury her. Now, we said that the husband's brother, the Yavam, is the one that inherits the Ksuba, the base Ksuba, the Mono Musaim, as well as the Nichse Tzon Barzel, and therefore he has the obligation to go and bury it. So the Braisa is in support of that Shita. And Omar Abai says, Af Anan Namithina, we have a Mishnah that we're going to learn next week in Tzadi Hey Omud Beis, which teaches us this same din. Af Anan Namithina. Why? It says over there in the Mishnah. Now, in that Mishnah, as Tosus points out, it's dealing not with a Shomeris Yom, it's dealing with an Amana who is talking that she is going to be supported by the Yisomim, meaning her husband's children. So obviously, it's not a case of Shomeris Yavam. Top Tosus points this out. Miyasur demasnis and dayik. It's from the extra words that we're going to have here in this Mishnah that we're going to make the diyuk. I will ikar masnisim, but the ikar part of that Mishnah, lo mayu b'shomeris yavam, is not talking about Shomeris Yavam. This is what confused me until I saw this Tosos. Said, how can we be talking about a Shomeris Yavam if they're children? Yeah, so it's not talking about a Shomeris Yavam. That's the chiddush over here. El b'stam amana, Tosos says. It's just talking about a regular case of Nebuch, a woman who's widowed. Her husband did have children, whether with her or with somebody else is irrelevant. And the hawk tani, Minirse Yisomim is talking about the Nechasim of Yisomim. Obviously, Shomeris Yavam, less Lo Yisomim. So it can't be talking about the exact same case. And again, we'll see where we make the dig from this Mishnah moment. So in any event, go back. Abai says, Afanan Namithina, we learn from this Mishnah on Tzadi Hei Omid Beis. Almona Nizones Minirse Yisomim. The Almona, Nebuch, her husband passes away. So she's allowed to be supported. She has to be supported from the estate of her husband. And the Yisomim have to go and support her. Umaisi Adel Shalem. And quid pro quo. So her handiwork goes to them. They're supporting her, so therefore they are entitled to her handiwork. She has a salary. She makes some money. She has to give it to them because they're supporting her. However, the Ein Chayovim Bikfuroso, but they're not obligated to go and bury her. As Rashi says, the Haboy Lemesav Ksuboso Liyorsheha, because her Ksuba, if she were to die, will go to her Yarshim, not to the Yisomim. So her father's side of the family will go and inherit her. Her father, if he's still alive, would inherit her. So therefore, he is obligated to go and bury her. Vein chayav mikvrasa means the Yisomim don't have the obligation. Yorsheha, meaning Yorshek Subasa Chayav Mikvrasa. Those that inherit her are in fact obligated to go and bury her. In other words, her father would be obligated to go bury her. The father wasn't around. The father's other children would be obligated, they inherit her, to go and bury her. Now, this implies that there are two different, this is the Yisura, the Masnisan, the Tosus is talking about. We're dealing here, obviously, the Ezohi Almona, Sheesh Lashne Yarshim, from the implication here that there's sometimes two Yarshim, as Rashi points out, the Itzrich Latana Lemisne, Osen Yarshim, Sheyarshim Ksubasa. It specifically tells us those Yarshim that inherit her Ksuba are the ones that have to go and bury her. So Shmami Nod, Rashi says, Ika Yarshim Achrini Bahadayu. The Loyarsik Subasa, that in some situations there are those that don't inherit a Ksuba but inherit something else. Now, what is that talking about? This is an allusion, Abai points out from this Mishnah, to our case. It's an allusion to it, it's not a direct reference to it because it's not talking about Shomer Yavam, but it's an allusion to the din of Shomer Yavam. And the Omer Zushomer Yavam, that in that situation, our Mishnah, where you sometimes have the husband's side of the family, the Yavam, that inherits the base Kisuba and the Tzom Barzel, and you have her side of the family that inherit the Nichse Melug. So in that situation, where you have two possible people inheriting hers, so therefore you have to say that the Yersheha, Yershek Subasa, Chayavim Bikurasa, teaches us that the Yavam has to go and bury her. Rava questions this. I'm a Rava. Rava says, wait a second. The Lema, why can't the Yavam say, Och, ani Yorish, I inherit my brother, Nebuch, the dead husband. Ishto, ain't any cover, but why do I have to go bury his wife? I have nothing to do with her, so to say, as Rashi points out in the Ramasa, Och, ani Yorish, Ksuba Zush, ani Yorish, this Ksuba that I'm getting from my dead brother, Ein kan min the dunyas avia klum. That has nothing to do with the Nadunya that her father brought in. Elamosayim, the Tosef, is a cause of Lo'ochi. The only thing I'm really inheriting here is the Mon Mosayim and anything else that my brother wrote in that he was giving her. Vena Niyarisha saw Ela'ochi, and I'm not inheriting her in any way. I'm only inheriting my brother, so why do I have to go and bury her? Now, Tosus points out, this seems to go against the idea that he does inherit the Nichse Tzom Barzel. Tosus Diba Masav Aleima, he brings down the Pirusha, Kuntra, Skur, to Rashi, so we understand this question. Paruch Shapir, Och, Ani Yorish, I'm inheriting my brother, then Yorish Min Chasel, I'm not inheriting her, Klum, at all. Elo, Mono, Masayim, Shalachi, I'm only getting the 100 or 200, whether she was a Basula or a Baula, so that's all I'm getting. Hilkach, Ishto, Ein, Ani Kover, therefore I don't have to go bury her. However, Avolafi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Nidunya Lukuliamo Becheskaso, the Nichse Tzom Barzel are also considered the husbands. He has the chazaka on them. He has to pay them back at the time that he dies, but they're his. Eino Meyushav Kokach. So this is a little bit problematic. Sharein Chosum Shalisha, that Nichse Tzom Barzel was the woman's. And therefore, Bechein Gan Leperish Akuntris, Lemandorme Becheskas Yorshi Abal, Tzorch Liyashiv. So you have to reconcile this. The Tzorch Lefarish, how do you reconcile this? By saying, the Hochi Parch, that this is the question. The Yavam is really saying, Tzorich leforish, dahochi parich, v'leimo, och ani yoresh, I'm inheriting my brother, klomar, zechuso shel och ani yoresh, I'm inheriting the zechusim of my brother, kimo shahoya osehu, just like he would inherit it, so I inherit it. If he had been alive, he would get the nechse tzom barzel. Avo chovaso, but his obligations, lo irash, that he has to pay the nechse tzom barzel, if he dies, so those go back to the wife. So then, Kidama Belunaris, like the Gemara we learned previously, Agaf Lamadal, Tosa says, He niach lenavim parashu'ula mishtamshim ba koyimei she'elah. So they're allowed to go and continue using it. However, mesa, but if the animal dies, ain't chayav b'yonsel. So they have the rights, but they don't have the responsibilities. So too, that's how Tosos would understand this statement that Rava is saying that och ani yoresh, ishto ain't any kover. So that's what Rava says. I don't like about Abaye's answer. Abaye says, no, my answer is perfectly fine. I'm only Abaye. Mishum debayin olav mishnei tzadim. No, it's a mimanu shach over here. They could make him bury her based on either one of the two things. Im achiv yoreish, if in fact he's inheriting his brother, so then yikbor es ishto, then he has to go and bury her. As Rashi points out, yikbor es ishto, kimo shahayahu kovra im meisa b'chayav, just like his brother would have to go and bury her if she died during his lifetime. And even if she brought in nothing, there was no nechse tzom barzel, there's no nechse melug, there's nothing. There's just the base kesuba that he has to owe her. Nevertheless, he would have to go bury her. So therefore, you are taking the place of your brother. You would have to go bury her. And if you're going to say, Mishno. So I don't want to bury you. So then he takes Ksubasu. So if you're not coming as the brother, so then the state has to go and pay the Ksuba. So therefore, Mimonosha, either pay her the Ksuba, the Bonim Masai, and according to Tosos, the Nitzate Tzom by herself. And then you don't have to bury her, or go and bury her because you're coming in the place of your brother. So that's what Abaye says. That's how this is a proof to the idea that the Yavim has to go and bury her. Rava asks again, he says, Amalei, no, Hachi Kamina, you didn't understand my question. This was my question. The person could say, the Yavim could say, Och ani yoresh, I'm inheriting my brother. Es ishto ein ani kover, but I'm not going to go and bury her. Why? Are you going to tell me, Vimishub Ksuba? If you're going to say because of the Ksuba that I would have to pay her if I don't bury her, Lo nidna ksuva legavos mechayim. Rava says, the ksuba cannot be collected during the lifetime. As Rashi points out, edibra basa ligvos mechayim, kozman shabal chay. As long as the husband is alive, the wife cannot collect the ksuba. He can't even give it to her if he wishes to, as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment. And here the Yavam says, v'ani b'mokom baal omir, I'm in the place of my dead brother, Shayisi mitzapel lekonso, because I wanted to go take her in Yibam. She died, but I was ready to go take her in Yibam. So therefore, it's as if the husband, me, the Yavam, is still alive. And therefore, you can't go and collect the ksuba while I'm alive. Therefore, I don't have to go and bury her, because while I am Yores es Isto, she doesn't get the ksuba during her lifetime, and I'm alive. Therefore, she's not entitled to the ksuba that you're telling me, okay, either bury her or give her the ksuba. No, you don't pay ksuba while the husband is alive. And therefore, I'm not obligated to bury her. That's what Rava says. Abaye says, no, that's incorrect. Man sham islay, the islay medrash ksuba. What are you dashing over here that you can't go and collect the ksuba while you're alive? That's a drasha in the ksuba. As Rashi says, Diba Masul Mon Shamaslay, Shadore Shlosh Naksuba. You're dashing the words of the ksuba. What does it say in the ksuba? Shekasuv in the ksuba, Shekasuv Lichashiti Nasi Li Acher Titli Mashekasuv Lichi Dimine. That when you go and marry somebody else, meaning when I'm dead, when the person who's writing the ksuba for his wife. So he says, you can only go collect the ksuba when I'm dead, and you can go marry somebody else. So dykes, we learn from over here, lo nitno ksuba legavos mechayim. It's only when the person is dead that the wife is allowed to collect the ksuba. Because until then, she can't go marry somebody else. So Abaye says over here, who is the one that darshens this ksuba in the way that we just said it? This is Beis Shammai. This is opinion of Beis Shammai. Rashi says, Gemara in Yevamos teaches us, ha'isha shehocho, a woman comes and says that her husband passed away. So Beis Shammai had said there that she's not only entitled to go and remarry, we believe her, Mishum Aguna, Ella, she's even allowed to go collect the ksuba. They still originally had said, no, you can't collect the ksuba, that's a financial matter. So by financial matters, we don't go and worry, but we let her go get married. And Beis Shammai had said, no, if we're letting her go get married to somebody else, so the ksuba says she can only get married to somebody else, then she can go collect the ksuba. So ultimately, Beis Hillel was molded to Beis Shammai. So this is the opinion of Beis Shammai that's darshening the words of ksuba. Now, Bishamin Lula Beis Shammai, we have also the opinion of Beis Shammai, the army, that they hold shtar ha'omed legavos, that if a document is waiting to be collected, person has an IOU, and he's, quote, waiting to collect that document, we view it halachically kegavui domi. When the document is about to be collected, we consider it as if it's already collected. As Rashi brings down, Diba Masul Shemin Lulu Beis Shammai, Shemi Sheyesh Lo Shtar Chova Chavero, Ruvain has an IOU from Shimon, who Muchzak B'Nichse Halover Yosef Imenu. So he is as if he collected it already, so therefore he's Muchzak in Shimon's property more than Shimon's Muchzak in it. This loan is a lien on that property, so therefore it's considered already as if it's collected. Now, if the woman over here has the Ksuba, so we view that as if she's already collected it. So you can't tell me that she's only collecting it at the time that the husband passes away. She's considered that she collected it already. And therefore, it's already considered that she's the muhzekis in it. And therefore, he should have to go and pay it. It's not going to legabos mechayim. She's already considered that she owns it. So therefore, he has to go and bury her. As Rashi points out, the properties are considered already in her possession. It's as if she collected the ksuba. Now when he goes and gets them, he's inheriting his dead brother. He's inheriting that debt. And therefore, it's as if he is obligated to go and pay the ksuba to her, and therefore either pay the ksuba to her or go and bury her. That's what Rava is saying. Now, how do we know this? How do we know that this is the opinion of Beis Shammai? Did not. Could we learn in the Mishnah Soto where it tells us, Mesu Balein Achelo Shasu? Here we're dealing with Nebuch, a woman. It uses the plural Lashon because it's talking about all the women, but it's talking about one specific woman in that case. So if a woman's husband passes away before she gets to drink the Mei Sota, her husband accused the Nebuch of being a Sota, there was Kinui and Stira, there were the witnesses that don't closet yourself away with this man, and then she did closet away herself with this man, the witnesses, not that she did the Aveira, but the witnesses she was closeted away, so then she's considered obligated to drink the Mei Sota, and until she drinks the Mei Sota, she's not entitled to a Ksuba. But then her husband dies. So what do you do in that situation? She can't drink the Mei Sota because the husband has to bring her. So Beis Shammai Omrim, not los ksuba v'lo shosos. She's allowed to go collect the ksuba in that situation without having drunk the Mei Sota because it's considered kegavui domi. So it's as if it's in her possession already. And therefore, if you want to say that we don't have to pay the ksuba because we don't know, was she a Sota, was she not a Sota? So we leave everything in the possession of whose it's in. And therefore, most mechaber olavraya, the husband's inheritors, would have to prove that she was a Sota, that she had chas v'shalom sinned, in order for her to go and not collect the ksuba, because she's considered the muhzekis in that situation. So therefore, Beis Shammai says, not los ksuba v'lo shosos. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel omrim, o shosos, either drink, o lo not los ksuba, or you're not allowed to go get collect the ksuba, because the most mechaber all over raya. More questions, he says, what? Beis Hillel really says, o shosos? That can't be, because the pasuk tells us, v'hevi yo'ish es ishto elakoi, the husband has to bring the wife to the Kohen, Omer Chmon, the Torah tells us. And therefore, in this situation, Valekka, the husband's dead, so you can't bring her. So obviously she can't drink. So Beis Hillel says, yeah, this is what we meant. Elami tok shelo shosa, since she can't drink, lo not lus ksuba. Beis Hillel doesn't consider it kiv govli domi. And therefore, it's in the presence of the husband's inheritors, his sons, let's say. And therefore, they can say to her, Mosi Mechaber Olaraya, prove to us that you're not a Sota, and then you can collect the ksuba. Otherwise, you don't collect the ksuba. Whereas Beis Shammai says, she can say to them, prove to me that I am a Sota, and then I give you back the Ksuba, which is considered Kegovri Domi. So, Beis Shammai Omrim, the Gemara explains, no, those Ksuba v'lo shosos, why, v'yamai sveikahu, she's a sveika. Is she, Rachmon Lassan, an adulteress or not? And therefore, sofek zanoi, sofek lo zanoi, we have to say, in this situation, not clear whether she did, in fact, commit adultery or she did not, the kasi sofek, most be devadai. How could this possibly be that she would be able to go take the ksuva money from them? Al sofek, must be. As I pointed out, it must be that they hold that she's considered muhzekas in it already, and therefore, they're the ones, Hamos Mechaber Olavaraya, that have to go prove it otherwise. Ah, so here we see clearly that Beis Shammai holds, shtar omi the gobbles could go be done. Okay. Mark continues and says, wait a second, but wait, according to Beis Hillel, when we said before, either go and pay the ksuba, im eino kovar es ishto, yitin ksuba, that was the second part, but the first part was, im ochiv yoresh, yikbor es ishto, if you're taking the place of the brother, the Nebuch passed away, the other is taking the place of the brother, so then go and bury your wife. If you're taking his place, so then you have to go bury your wife. And that's what the word says, how come in this situation we don't apply the words of the ksuba? Veleka, in this situation, he's alive. So she's not allowed to go marry somebody else. She's shomeris yavam. So why don't we say, therefore, she can't collect the ksuba? So what would Beis Hillel say to that? So Ravashi, it's very simple. Yavam nami ki acher dami. No, she's allowed to marry somebody else. She's called marrying the yavam. That's considered somebody else in this situation. And therefore, if it fills the ksuba, and therefore, Kishatinos Iliacher is considered Mekuyam, and therefore the first part of the Mimanushach, Im Ochiv Yoresh, Yikbor Zishto, you have to go and bury your wife. So we have this fundamental machlokus between Abaye and Rava. Where it says, Sholach Le Rava, Rava went, and as Rashi points out, in the Ramaschu, Sholach Le Rava Le Abaye, so he says to Abaye, La'achar Sheishivo Al Shiloh. So after we had this shock of a tire back and forth between Rava and Abaye, the Omar, he says, Nitnok Suvas Yevoma Legavos Michaim Shoyavam. According to Abaye's understanding over here, you have, in fact, the ability, according to Beis Hillel, to go collect the ksuba during the lifetime. So, Sholach Le'Rav Le'Abaye, Biyad Rav Shmaya Bar Zera, he sent him this question, Hoya Shaliach B'tshuva Zurashi says, he sent him the following additional response. Rav said to Abaye, Umi nitna ksuva le'Avos V'chayim. Can you really say that the opinion of Beis Hillel is that you can collect the ksuba during the lifetime? But Tanya, I'll show you that that's not true, because we have the statement in the following brisa from Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba Omer, Sha'alti es sumchus. Rabbi Abba said, I asked sumchus this question. Harot says, Shiyim kor benichse ochim. Is the Yavam allowed to go sell the properties of his dead brother that he's inheriting as the Yavam? So what should he do in this situation? Is he or is he not allowed to go and sell any of those properties? They're all meshubit to the wife's kasuba, and now he's taking over from the dead brother. So is he or is he not allowed to go sell any of those properties that are meshubit to her kasuba? So Sumcha said as follows. Kate said, how should he go? He said, Im Kohen who, if in fact he is a Kohen, so he can't divorce her because the Kohen's not allowed to be Matsu Gushoso, even if she didn't get married to somebody else. So therefore, he has no choice. He has to only do the following. Yaseh Suda V'Yifais. He should treat her very nicely, make a nice party for her, get her into a good mood, and say, is it okay if I sell any of these Nechosim of your dead husband? No, I'm going to marry you. I will make sure that your Ksuba is, there's enough estate left from the dead husband, who the ksuba comes from the dead husband, so I want to sell only part of it. So please let me sell part of it. So he has to make nice to her. He has to sue the refice because he has no other choice. However, im Yisraelu, if he's a Yisrael and he can be Masi Grushaso, so you know what he should do? Megarish beget. Go and give her a get and then take her back. So in other words, marry her, do Yibam, then divorce her, and then go take her back, because you're Yisrael, you can be Machshir Grushaso. And in this way, Rashi says there are two possible ways that he can go sell the properties of his dead brother, from the estate of his dead brother, that would be Meshubah to Ksuba. So Rashi says in Dibra Maskel, Megar Shabaget, then Umagba Es Ksuba, so go pay her the Ksuba, Umoch HaMashiyitza, and from the leftover, now it's no longer Meshubah to Ksuba, you paid the Ksuba, Ksuba's worth $1,000, you sold a property worth $1,000, and now, with the other property, it's worth $1,000, if you wish, you can go sell that. And then, Umachzira, Almanach Ksuba Surishona, and then you take her back, and the Ksuba that originally was obligated to go and pay her, so that now is returned, and therefore the property that he sold is now no longer in there, and the obligations of the original ksuba are only on the properties that he has right now, but he already sold one of the properties, and therefore that's how he can go and sell the property, by doing this process of doing Yibam with her, then being Megarish or Beget, and then taking her back, and in this way the property that he sold is considered a valid sale. Or a filu, Rashi says, Rotzalach Zira Miyad. He doesn't even have to go pay the ksuba. He can take her back right away. He does Yibam, he divorces her, and he takes her back right away. So in this situation, Afilu Rotzalach Zira Miyad, Mocher. Now he's allowed to go sell it, Kozman Shiyirza. As any husband is allowed to sell his property, because it's Meshubit to the ksuba, and if he doesn't have other properties at the time of his death to go and pay the ksuba, she has the right to go get it from the people that he sold it to. It has a prior Shibut on it. And therefore, this is also an acceptable way for him to go and sell the property. So this is what Sumchus had said when Rabbi Abba asked him, how can this husband go and sell the Yovim? How can he go and sell the dead husband's properties? So if it's a Yisrael, be Megarish or Beget, and Yachzer, and either one of these two explanations in Rashi would be the way that he could go sell the property. Return to pay Aleph Amud Beis, and here's where Rava asks this question to Abaye. If you're telling me that the ksuba can be collected during her lifetime, why do you have to go through Sumchus' machinations, this whole process over here? Do Yibam, then divorce her, then remarry her. Why don't you just say, give her, here this property is connected to your ksuba. Here's $100,000 that your ksuba is worth. Take this property, and the rest of the property is Vashali Zabin. I can do with it whatever I want. If you hold, like Beis Hillel, that the ksuba is able to be collected during his lifetime, so pay it. Why do you have to go through the whole process of divorcing her, remarrying her? Just give her the sheer ksuba. Designate a certain property, say this property is for your ksuba. And now the rest of the properties from your dead husband, my brother, is entitled to go and be sold by me. Hashar li sabin. I can do with it whatever I want. So that's what Rava asks Abaye. Abaye says it doesn't work even according to you. Otaymech, according to you, why does it say in our Mishnah, you could ask from our very Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Lo yom alo harek subosech munachas lech al shulchan." A man is not allowed to say to the yevama, "Go and take this property that's munachas al shulchan over here. Take this property for your ksuba." Ella, we said, "Kol nechosav achroin leksubasa." He has to have all of his properties that are meshubad to her ksuba. He can't go and designate it. But according to you, he should be able to do so. But obviously the Mishnah says that you can't, so therefore you're wrong. So Rabbi says, no. Our Mishnah, Hossam, Eitzah, Tova, Kamashvelon. Our Mishnah was just giving good advice. Why? because the lotei mahachi, if you want to say that our Mishnah is not giving advice, it's a din, if you want to tell me that, so then keep on reading the Mishnah. Sefer, it said in the next part of the Mishnah, the Ktani, the chein lo yomar adum nishto, a regular case of a man can't tell his wife, hareg suba sech munachas lech al shulchan, here's your ksuba. Person can't do that. Ella, kol nechos of achraim l'ksuba sishto, all of his properties are mishuba to pay the ksuba. Now, are you telling me that if a husband wants to sell any of his properties, he can't go and sell them? Of course he can. So, hochanami, the lomotzi mizabin, are you telling me that he can't sell the properties? Of course he's allowed to. It's just giving us a good idea over here. Don't go pay the ksuba while you're alive. Why is that? So Rashi in Dira Masla Eitzatova says, Shema Yov Duha Metaltlin, because maybe you're going to lose that metaltlin that you set aside of ksuba. Here's this antique car worth $100,000. This will be your ksuba. What's going to happen? The car's going to get stolen. It's going to be lost. Benin says below ksuba, and he's going to be living without a ksuba. But so he's going to have to write another ksuba. So therefore, it's not a good idea to go and pay off the ksuba over here while you are alive. Tosus brings down that which we just read in Rashi. Wait a second, that's only according to Reb Meir that we learned previously in the Masech Yomar. You're not allowed to live with your wife even 1 hour, 1 minute without having a ksuba. So therefore, if the metaltlin that you designate for a ksuba gets stolen or lost or whatever, so then he wouldn't be allowed to live with his wife. So therefore, it's an Eitz Tova. El Eitz Tova Kamashmalon. Now, this is only according to Reb Meir, Tosa says. So therefore, if you're Luri, Eitz Tova, what's the Eitz HaTovah over here? Not that he won't be able to live with her without a ksuba for 1 minute. Ella, shalotei kala bein of lotziya. You know what's going to be? If you've already paid off the ksuba and you get to fight, you say, that's it, get out of here. The whole purpose of the ksuba is to prevent it from doing something rash, because if he has to go pay $100,000, he's going to think twice before he has to go and divorce her. But if he already paid the $100,000, he won't think twice. And if he's mad at her, he'll just divorce her, which is against what we would like. So therefore, it's an Eitz HaTovah. So just like the Sefer, Ella Eitz HaTovah Kamashvalon in the Sefer, so Hochanami, the Reisha, Eitz HaTovah Kamashvalon. And therefore, it's only considered an Eitz HaTovah, and that's why Rava explains why he didn't bring a Raya from the Sefer. However, Ella, the Rabbi Abba Kasha, but this is a Kasha on Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba said, go and divorce her, and then remarry her, and this way you can sell the property. Why not just say over here, if this is an Eitz HaTovah, then give her the ksuba, designate the property for the ksuba right now, instead of going through this machinations of divorcing her and then returning her after you sold the property. So Gemara says, well, what would a bai say to that? The Rabbi Abba, nam lo kasha, that's not a problem, because Rabbi Abba has a different reason. Mishum Eva. Rashi explains, Mishum Eva, hamiyachid l'ishto, o karko metaltlin. If somebody says to his wife early in the marriage, yeah, here's your ksuba money, this piece of property, or these metaltlin, they're your ksuba money. So that's going to cause a huge divide in their marriage. No saying, Evas Olabinam. Why? The husband is giving his wife the ksuba, designating this ksuba, the sovra, ain't of no segregation. She's thinking, he's already thinking about divorcing me. What are we talking about? I thought we were happily married. And all of a sudden he's telling me, this is your money in case I divorce you for your ksuba. So that's not going to instill a lot of love and happiness in the marriage. And that's what it means, Mishum Eva. But according to Rabbi Abba, when he divorces her and then remarries her, so she's going to see it's nothing to do with hatred of her, Rachmana Litzlan. He loves her, but he wants to sell that property. So Yadu Dlosa El Limkar, and therefore Pakul Eva, when he returns and marries her again, she'll say, oh, it was just for financial reasons. Okay, I'm happy with our marriage, I like him, and she'll go back to him. And therefore, it's only because Eva, the rabbi says, it's actually preferable to divorce her and then remarry her than to go and designate the money for the ksuba up front because of Eva. Mark continues and tells us how Gabri, the once was a man, the Nofla Le Yevama Bepumpadisa, and his brother passed away, and the brother's wife fell to him as a Shomeris Yavam. And Boy Ahua Lemifsula Lo Begito Mine. Now he had a younger brother who wanted to go and give a get to the woman rather than let the older brother do Yibam. Now, in those days, Yibam was the preferred thing to do. Nowadays, we know that you always give chalitza. But the younger brother wanted to go and do a get in order to passel the older brother from doing Yibam. Now, why was that? Amale, the older brother said to the younger brother, my daitach, why are you doing this? I would like to do Yibam with her. If you give her a get, I won't be able to do Yibam with her. Why are you doing this? Mishum nirse, because you're concerned that I'm going to get all of our brothers, the dead brother's property. The Yavam inherits the dead brother totally. I'll give it to you. Ana, I, The next day with the chosim of our brother, palignaloch, I'll give you half of it. So therefore, don't go and ruin for me the opportunity to do yibam with her if you give her the get. Instead, if you're concerned that you want to get the Yerusha and inherit it 50-50 with me, with the brother that passed away, I'll give you 50-50, just let me do yibam with her. How do we paskin? Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Kivan de Amor Rabbanon lo lisa. Then, since we had already learned previously that the Chachamim had said that you're not allowed to go and sell the properties of the person who passed away, they're totally meshubit to the widow. Therefore, you're not allowed to go sell anything. So too over here, Avogav de Zabin, even though he wants to give it away to the younger brother, lo havizvini zvini, the sale is not a good sale. And therefore, he can't do this. So even though he tells the younger brother, I'll give you half of it, he doesn't have the right to do so because he's not allowed to sell any of the properties. And giving the younger brother half of it is like giving him a sale. And therefore, he's not allowed to do this. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. And this is based upon the following brayse of the Tanya. A person passes away, and his wife, the widow, he never had children, so therefore his wife is waiting to undergo yibam. And now he left a huge estate. He leaves an estate that's worth 100 mana. Mana is 100 zuz, so this is 100 zuz, a huge estate. And even though her ksuba was only a mana, nevertheless, lo yimkor, the brother who's the shomeris yavam's yavam, so the brother who's going to do the yibam, so he is not allowed to go sell anything, even though it is way, way more in the estate than she would need for a ksuba. So you think, what's the big deal? So one of the properties, there's 99 other properties available, not allowed to do that. Shekol nechosav achroin l'ksubas, because the entire estate is meshubet to her, and it's not allowed to go sell anything. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, that's why in this situation, the older brother that's remaining can't tell the younger brother who wants to give the get, I'll give you half the property. That is Rav Yosef's psak din. Abai disagrees. Amo Abai, Abai says, are you telling me even after the fact, that the rabbi said you're not allowed to sell the chachila, even with the evidence, the sale doesn't go through? But we learned in our very Mishnah, and so yes, it was a machlokes Bishami Bisel. Bishami says that you'll have to go sell the chachila. Fine, that's no problem. But Bisel says you're not allowed to sell the chachila. But even Bisel agrees that b'di'evit, if you did sell it or she did give it away, that the sale is valid or the giving away is valid. So why are you saying, Rav Yosef, that even b'di'evit, it's not good? So you're right, l'chachila, you shouldn't give it away. But if he divided it up with the younger brother, it should be good. And therefore, that shouldn't have been something that Rav Yosef disallowed. So we have a machlokas, Rav Yosef and Abaye, as to whether the zvine is a zvine, the sale is a sale, even b'di'evit. So Abaye would say that it is a sale b'di'evit, and Rav Yosef would say that it's not a sale, even b'di'evit. No, they want to see how other Amoraim paskin. So Shalchua, they sent this Shaila l'kami de Rabbi Chanina bar Papi as to how he would paskin. And he sent back Shalcha, he responded, kid Rabbi Yosef. I paskin Rabbi Yosef that even after the fact, the lo hava zvine, zvine. Abai is not at all distressed by this. So Abai says, no, otu Rabbi Chanina bar Papi, kipe tolola. Did Rabbi Chanina bar Papi give us any additional information over here? No, he paskin that way. But he didn't add anything to it. As Rashi points out, kipe on the zomim. These are like rings. No, what did he adorn or beautify what he was sending us? What reasoning did he give? No, he just said he paskins like Rav Yosef, but that doesn't add anything to the equation. No, they asked another Amora. Shalchuha, they sent the same Shaila, Lekame, the Rav Menyume, Berei, the Rav Nechume. They asked this great Gadol, Rav Menyume, Berei, the Rav Nechume, what would he paskin? And he sent back Shalcha, Kidabai. He passed it like a bai that b'di'evit, after the fact, it is good. However, he did add on one thing. He said, no, v'yi amar bar Rav Yosef, tai ma'achrino shalchuli. If, in fact, there is anything else that goes to support Rav Yosef's shita, so no, send me and let me hear it and maybe I'll change my mind. No, so Rav Yosef heard this mistama, and nofak, he went out, Rav Yosef, dok v'ashkach, and he went out and found what he thought was a brisa supporting his shita that would say that in this situation, you're not allowed to have the older remaining brother go and divide the estate with the younger brother in order that the younger brother shouldn't give the get. So he said, let's prove it from the following. Nofak Rav Yosef v'dok v'ashkach, the following brisa, the Tanya. Now, the brisa says, harei shahaya noshe v'ochiv. You have over here a brother, Reuven, let's say. Reuven lends his brother Shimon money. Then Reuven Nebuch passes away. So Shimon owes Reuven money, but Reuven passed away. So Hariyoshenoshia be Achiv Umeis. And then Reuven dies. The one who lent the money to Shimon, the brother, dies. And Viniach Shemer Sovim, he died childless. So there is a wife awaiting Yibam. So the wife of Reuven Rachel, she's falling to Yibam to Shimon. Now, Reuven's estate is owed $100. That was the loan that Reuven had lent Shimon. So Shimon is owing the estate $100. So what does Shimon say? He tells this Shomeris Yavam, Lo Yomar, he's not allowed to say, Ho, Shani Yore, Shechazakti. Since I inherit the estate, it's as if I'm inheriting my own debt, and therefore I don't have to go pay myself. Ella, what is the din? Motziyim miyavon. We go and take it from this Yavam, the $100 that he owes the estate, we take it from him, v'yikapim karka, and he has to buy karka with it, which of course he'll be able to eat the payros when he does Yibam, so who ochel payros? But the Karen will belong to her as part of the shibud on her for her ksuba. So therefore, Rav Yossi says, you see that I'm right over here, that the scenario is that even bidyavet, we don't say zvine, zvine. Because over here, we don't allow the brother Shimon, the Yavam, to go and say, I've already, so to say, collected the debt that I owed Reuven by collecting the Yerusha from him, by inheriting from him. So that's what Rav Yosef wanted to say. The proof should be from this Braisa. But Abaye says that's not a proof. Omale Abaye, he says, no. Dilma, the Tavale of Dulei. No, all this is good advice. This is, as Rashi points out, in Dibra Masl, the Tavale, Eitza Tova. They're just giving good advice over here. Shiakarka Kayim lo alomis, lo yotzi amos botzah. If he just would take the $100, he would lose it. Easy come, easy go. So therefore, go invest it in land, and this way you'll have a constant income, you'll have a constant possession over here, and that's why it's just good advice. So that's what Abaye says. This Braisa is just good advice. Rav Yossi says, really? Abalei, Tana, Tani, Motziin. Look at the words. The Braisa says, you're allowed to be Motziin, Yavam. You can actually go and take it from the Yavam, take the $100 that the Yavam thinks he now doesn't have to pay, and you buy karka with it, and he eats the payros. Ba'atam is the Tavalei, Adulei. And you tell me, just a good idea? The Braisa says, you actually go take it from him. Okay. That's Rav Yosef's additional proof. In any event, Hadar Shalchul Kamei, the Rav Minui, Berei, the Rav Nuchum. They sent this new Raya that Rabbi Yosef had brought back to Rabbi Nuni, Brady, Rabbi Nechume, and Amalu, he said to them, Hachi, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Bar Minyumi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, so said Rabbi Yosef, Bar Minyumi, the name of Rabbi Nachman, Zu Eino Mishnah. This Braisa, we call it Mishnah, but it's really a Braisa, that Rabbi Yosef had brought down is actually not an accepted Braisa, it is rejected. Why? My Taima, you want to tell me, Ilay Mamishum, if you want to tell me, it's because, Dahavalu Metaltli, because this loan is considered metalti. It's $100. So it's metalti, it's not karka, or metalti l'ksuba lo mishabde, and that's because we hold that the metaltlin aren't able to pay off the ksuba, only karka is able to pay off ksuba, but that's not true. Dilma Rameya, this could go according to the opinion of Rameya, Dilma metalti mishabde l'ksuba. He does hold the metalti are mishuba to the ksuba. So why are you telling me this price is no good? It could be the authorship of Rameya. Al, are you going to tell me, Mishum the Omar law, because he says to her, the Yavam says to the Yavama, I have nothing to do with you. You are not my baldin. I borrowed money from your husband. No, he's my baldin. I have to deal with him, so to say. And I inherited him, so therefore I don't have to pay. What do I have to do with you? You're not my baldin. You have nothing to do with me. At la balas dvarim didiyat. And we turn to Pei Bei Yomar Aleph. No, this wouldn't be a problem because Dilma Rabbi Nosani. This is the famous Shibud of the Rabbi Nosan that we said many times previously. The Tanya, we learned the Braisa. I'll just say it outside first, you'll see it inside in a second. So if you have A owes B money, and B owes C money, so then C is allowed to go collect it directly from A. He doesn't have to get it from B. B doesn't have it, but B is owed money from A. So C is allowed to go to A and say, the money is mine, that you owe B, give it to me instead. This is called the Shibud of Rav Nosson. I'll see it inside the Tanya. Rav Nosson Omer, Minayin Lenoshe B'chavei Ramona. If somebody owes somebody else $100, so Reuven is claiming from Shimon, you owe me $100, okay? B'chavei B'chavei. And Shimon is claiming that Levi owes him $100. So bottom line is, Reuven is owed $100 from Shimon. Shimon is owed $100 from Levi. So Minayin Shemotzi Mizeh V'Nosson Lezeh. Reuven can go straight to Levi and say, listen, instead of giving Shimon the money and then Shimon will give it to me, I'll take it straight from you. Shibud the Rav Nosson works. How do we know that? Because Talmud Lomar, Nosson Asher Ashamlo, because the Pasuk says extra words. The Pasuk could have said, Asher Noshebo. Instead, Asher Ashamlo. So we darish now from these extra words that teaches us that this principle of Shibud the Rav Nosson. So how can you tell me it's not a good Braisa? It should be a good Braisa because of Shibud the Rav Nosson. So it says, no. Ella lo ashkon tana de machmir trei chumre b'ksuba. We don't find anywhere a tana that holds a double chumre. Ksuba, as Rashi says in Dibra Masko, Ella is trei chumre b'ksuba. We don't find anybody that holds like that. Lo ashkon tana de islay trei chumre b'ksuba. Shari ibn divrei sofer. The whole din is a divrei sofer, and nobody would be so stringent as to take the chumre of Shibud of the Rav Nosson, as well as the chumra of Rav Meir. It says you can collect the ksuba from metaltli. So therefore, to say that both of these were codified in this brisa doesn't make any sense. El alav ashkelon tana de machmir trei chumre b'ksuba. Ella must be. You either hold Ella ki Rav Meir, ki Rav Nosson. You don't hold like both of them, and therefore it must be that this was a mistaken brisa, as Rashi says. B'kivan the tana tarvayu lo kibla me rabo. Since he learned both of them, he didn't hear it from his rebbe, and therefore me elof shonav. He learned it by himself, and therefore lo samchinon alo b'midi. And we don't trust and accept this ruling of the Braisa, and therefore, Amar Rava, Rava says, now we understand him, Cain, hainu d'shmona leila abaye, d'amar zu eno mishnah. Now that I heard it, Abaye said that this isn't a mishnah, now we understand why. V'lo yadana mayi, I didn't understand this until you taught this to me now. And Rashi says, lo yisi yodea, tam b'dover amayi no mishnah. I didn't know why this Braisa is not considered an acceptable Braisa, but now that you're telling me, because it's the two chumras, it's the chumra of Rav Meir and the chumra of Shibud of Rav Nosson, I understand why it's not a valid Braisa. With this, we conclude today's share.